It's summertime, and that means music festivals are everywhere, every size, shape, genre, and destination. But there are a couple of phrases in the press release for the Bellwether Festival that might make you go, hmm. Phrases like full contact rock and roll jousting and late night silent disco. Let's find out more for WVXU. I'm Elaine Deal, joined on the phone by Bill Donabedian of the Bellwether Music Festival, happening August 9th and 10th at Renaissance Park in Waynesville, Ohio. Welcome, Bill.
Thanks for having me.
Full contact rock and roll jousting, yeah?
Well, last year, our first year, we were not inside the Renaissance Festival grounds. The festival went well, but a lot of the people who attended were really kind of hoping that we would leverage that setting a little more. And so this year, we decided, okay, we'll move it inside the festival grounds. There's some pluses and minuses to doing that, but we think we figured out how to do it. And then we just figured we might as well leverage some of the assets we have, you know, and one of those is the jousting arena. And we came up with what we think is a pretty fun concept, and basically some of rock and roll's finest will be jousting. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. The music will be fun. The dialogue will be fun. You know, the circumstances will be fun. It's really a tournament that takes place over Friday and Saturday until there'll be a final match Saturday night. We'll see who the winner is.
This event is really a combination of music and camping, isn't it? Why did you pair those two ideas?
Well, when I was first approached by the gentleman who owns that park, and we talked about doing a music festival, because they had so much property, it just seemed like a no-brainer to also provide camping. And it's also just a little remote. There are hotels and things within a short drive. You can be at Kings Island and all those hotels within less than 20 minutes. So there are plenty of places, but it just seemed like we should take advantage of that. And I always wanted to do something in the vein of Bonnaroo. You know, I did Midpoint, which was kind of like my homage to South by Southwest. I did Bunbury, which was my homage to Lollapalooza. And this is my nod to Bonnaroo, I guess, and trying to give Ohio a little bit of everything.
Are you involved with Kentucky's Edge as well?
Yes. Myself and Kevin Canifax, who also co-founded Brandemonium, we came up with the idea for Kentucky's Edge, that bourbon event. It happened in October in Northern Kentucky.
So you said this is the second year for Bellwether?
It is, yeah. Last year was the first year. You know, it's always fun to see what the difference is between the first year and the second year. I think the first year is about blocking and tackling, getting the event off, doing it competently and learning, and then taking all those learnings into your second year. And I think, you know, you'd mentioned things like the silent disco or the jazz. We have a lot of other events and activities planned and trying to do a lot more things to make the environment entertaining all day long. But there's lots to do, lots of entertainment for our campers or for, you know, the people who want to stay for the after parties. So that's what year two is about. And then you just hope to refine it a little bit in year three, and hopefully you found your thing. You got your mojo, and you just try to get a little better every year.
So all that cool stuff in somewhere in there, a little bit of music as well. Who's on the bill this year?
Well, I think we've got an incredible lineup, and that's all Patrick Ryan, who did the lineup last year. And he actually does the booking for Daryl's House. So I think he does that perfect job of telling a story, and that the lineup makes sense, but you really want to spend both days there and be there all day. And, you know, our headliners are Beach House and Cake. Beach House has really gotten big this year. That Saturday night's going to be a magical night. But Cake is just a festival favorite. So I love that kind of balance that we've struck between those two artists. And then you've got bands like Cold War Kids, Dayton Favorite, Guided by Voices, which I'm very excited to see because I didn't get to see them at the Woodward a couple weeks ago. And then you have artists like Twin Shadow and Real Estate. And it's just a very deep lineup, and it's two great days of music.
Local bands too?
Oh, absolutely. And we tried to pull from local bands from Indy, Dayton, you know, Columbus, Cincinnati. So, you know, you have bands like the Young Heirlooms and Multi Magic and Souther and St. Auden, and just a lot of great artists from the region, local artists. We think it's important to have that as part of the festival. We want people who come in from outside the region to really get a sense of what a strong music scene we have in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky.
My guest is Bill Donabedian with the Bellwether Music Festival. Talk about some of the camping options for Bellwether.
Well, with camping, there's basic camping, and those are for your purists. That would not be me.
No air conditioning?
No air conditioning. You know, we have bathrooms for people, and they are nice accommodations, and you can always add a freshen up pass so you can shower and stuff like that. And then we have larger camping spaces, and we can handle RVs as well. And we do have the glamping option where you arrive and you have a very nice tent with cots and it's all set up and it comes with all the camping amenities. And that's probably more my style. But even then, I would definitely be bringing some type of AC unit with me.
Is this a family-friendly event, Bill?
You know, I think it is. We do let kids 10 and under in free. And we saw a lot of families last year. Now, we all know that some artists might use some various language on the stage. That's the only thing you might have to be a bit concerned about, but there's plenty of room. I think the fans and the people who attend are very accommodating. I don't feel like you're in a herd of cattle and you're going to get run over if you have your kids in a stroller. I mean, my kids come, so I do think it's a family-friendly event for sure. I think the great thing about the event business, especially doing festivals on this scale.
And, you know, the website spells out all of the rules and regulations. It's really clear. And it sounds to me like you've gone the extra mile to keep it safe and user friendly. You've really thought this through.
Absolutely. If it's not safe and if people don't have places to get in the shade and sit down, which there's a lot more of that in the Renaissance Festival grounds, you know, free water stations and things like that. You know, it would make for a miserable experience. So you want to make sure people feel safe and secure, that they know that if there's an emergency, that the people there, they're qualified to take care of them, and that you have amenities to kind of, you know, help them avoid getting into any trouble health-wise.
Music runs all day?
It starts at 2 o'clock every day. Mm-hmm. We open the gates at noon, and then the festival ends at 11, but our after party kicks off shortly after that and goes to 12:30, and then the silent disco goes until 3 a.m. But even on Thursday, because the campers are loading in and we wanted to make sure they had stuff to do, there are some bands performing. There's a comedy show that starts around 10. We show movies every night. On Thursday, there's an acoustic act that plays from like 11:30 to 1. So we wanted to give the campers plenty to do. But those pre-parties are basically free and open to the public. So if you were to show up on Thursday, you could enjoy music from 6 until 1 a.m. and comedy in there as well.
And you do have some different ticketing levels for the festival?
Like most festivals, you know, you can come for one day, mm-hmm. you can come for 2 days. You know, you have a VIP option as well. And those are your basic levels. And of course, you know, if you don't want to camp, you don't have to. There's a link to our booking portal. You can find hotels that are close by and stuff like that. And you don't have to camp to attend, and you only want to come one day, fine. But we definitely love to have you for 2 days.
Rain or shine event?
It is. Like last year, we had such bad weather at one point. You know, the police department wisely and for everyone's safety, you know, we had to stop. But other than that, we keep it going. And that's true for a lot of these events. It has to be some serious inclement weather in order for us to stop production. But even in those cases, we usually find a way to get it started again and mm-hmm. Shorten set time so people can still see most of the artists. Yeah, we do everything we can to keep it going.
Leave your pets at home?
Yeah, that's the only thing that we ask, is that you don't bring your pets, even though you might want to bring them camping with you because of barking and because of, you know, animals have to go to the bathroom and all those things. It just doesn't mix. We are looking, and we might consider in the future a separate campground if people want to bring your pets. After we feel like we're doing everything really well, then we'll try to look at something like that.
Music by day, stars by night is the slogan of the Bellwether Music Festival, scheduled this summer for August 9th and 10th at the Renaissance Park in Waynesville, Ohio. For a link to the musical lineup, camping, and other FAQs, visit our website, wvxu.org. My guest has been Bellwether Mastermind Bill Donabedi. And Bill, thanks so much for your time. I know you're busy. We've got to let you go.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Hope you have some mild, dry days for the event.
Oh, I've scheduled it. It's already been taken care of.
For WVXU, I'm Elaine Deal. Oh, tropical robots, when you come of age, you reach the sun, and when you go away, you won't come back no more. Alabama policeman.